Okay, tonight we learned the Haftarah Parshas Bechukosai, which takes us to Yirmiyah. And as you know, Yirmiyah was the Navi who said the most Puronisa, and therefore it would be logical that the Haftarah of Bechukosai, which is the Parsha that has in it the Teichacha, would choose one of Yirmiyah's many Nevuahs, which speak about Puronisa, which speak about punishment. It's interesting, the Haftarah begins with Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi, which actually follows a pretty tough nevuah in and of itself. The prior psukim to this talk about probably words that are closer to Teichacha than the Haftarah itself. Just to read two or three of the psukim, Umesu gedaylu muktanim ba'aretz hazayis lo yikaveru, v'lo yisbedu lehem, v'lo yisgoydad, v'lo yikareach lehem, that many people will die, there'll be no one to mourn them, v'lo yifrisu lehem al eivel lenachmai al meis, v'lo yashku aysam kais tanchumim al oviv alimai. It's like the whole Holocaust where so many died and nobody sat shiva for them. The opposite nevuah of that which we adapt in making a song, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, there will no longer be sounds of joy of chasen and kala b'mokem hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. So actually, we're coming right in the middle of an area which has very, very tough words of Teichacha. I suspect that the reason we start with Pasuk Yutes is to be similar to Parshas Bechukosai. Parshas Bechukosai begins in the very beginning with words that are not Teichacha. And here too, the very first words are not words of Teichacha. And I suspect that that's why the whoever was Masada the Haftaras, that unknown person who was Masada the Haftaras, we don't know who was Masada it, but at the time of the Gemara, everyone chose a Haftarah. You got your Aliyah, and you took your Bekiyas and Tanakh and chose an appropriate Haftarah for that week's Parsha. Today, if we left everyone to choose their Bekiyas and Tanakh to have an Haftarah, they probably would give me after thinking I know, you know, but the beginning of Yeshua, yeah. So anyway, but the Haftarah begins with words of Chizuk, but they have to be understood in context. Let's read the words, but they just don't fit. You know, we talk about everybody dying, and then Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi. Hashem is my strength, Uma Uzi. And more strength. So in order to translate it into English, they have to look for us. For a synonym, God is my power and my strength, I think, or God is my my strength and stronghold. Okay, Mo'uzi, maybe. Umenusi b'yayim tzara, and he's my refuge, the place I go to run in time of difficulty. Elecha goyim yavayu me'af se'oretz, to you the nations will come from the many corners of the world, ve'yayimru, ach sheker nochlo aveseinu hevel ve'im bomayil. And first of all, explain this refers to Yemaisa Mashiach, when all the Avdei Avedizara will come, the non-Jews of the world, and they'll say, Ach Sheker Nachlo Aviseinu Hevel Ve'im Bamayil. Will recognize that the Avedizara that they served is baloney. It doesn't really have to be referring to Yemaisa Mashiach. It could be referring to after the Anshei Knesset HaGdailu and Mevatel the Yetzirah for Avedizara. And then as well, the nations of the world abandoned the idol worship, at least for the most part, that existed. Can the human being create a god if the human being himself is not a god? Makes no sense. Now, the psukim here are wonderful, but what in the world do they have to do in the middle of a teichacha? So the Malbim, I think I mentioned to you in the past, the Malbim comes along, he writes in his introduction that the Rishonim didn't explain the connection of Psukim. This is a perfect example. When you learn Navi, you can learn the Radak and Rashi and the Merikara and the Mitzudis. And you have no idea. You can translate every word in the Pasuk. They translate, they explain, but they don't explain the connection. The Rishonim don't explain the connection in Nach. That they didn't see that as their job, with the exception of the Barbanel, who does. The Malbim writes that that's what he came to explain, and here he explains as follows. All Mefarshim, Radak, clearly, even the Mitzudas say that Pasuk Yutes and Chaf is the interjection of the Navi speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Till here, it's the words of Hashem through the mouth of the Navi. And the Navi interjects with these words, Hashem Uzi or Mo'uzi. Everything else is God speaking first person. And here the Navi speaking. The Navi is asking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam a question. He's saying, why, God, why do you make a big fuss if Jews are Avdei Avodah Zarah? It's silly anyway. It's meaningless anyway. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uzi or Mo'uzi or Menusi B'Yam Tzara. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. And ultimately, the nations of the world are going to recognize them. Why would someone be jealous of a competitor that's not even in the same league? That's not even makes no sense. So that the Navi is saying, why is Avodah Zarah such a big deal? If Avodah Zarah makes no sense, why is it such a big deal? That's the explanation of the Malbim. L'chein hinini is again God speaking. Kosh Baruch says, on the contrary, that's why I will let them know my hand and my strength. V'yadu kishmi Hashem. The Chaim Shmulevitz in his Siches Moser, in a mimer entitled Kel Nekames Hashem, he comes to explain Kaviyachol God, so to speak, jealousy of the Avodah Zarahs around him. And what it means, Kel Nekame Hashem, Nekame is supposed to be a bad midah, and yet we say that it's God's midah of Nekame. And what he explains is that in a perfect world, Nekame is a function of the midah of Emes. The Emes is that if somebody does something wrong, he deserves to fall flat on his face. That's the Emes. Now, in a world where people do things because of their own passions, the Nekama is an Aveira. But in a perfect world, the Nekama is a function of Emes. And the Malbim, obviously not referring to the Siches Moser, but he really says that that's the answer of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam here. L'chein hinni ma'idiyam ba'pam azay se'idiyam esyadi v'eskevurasi v'yadu kishmi Hashem. That the idea is for Klal Yisrael to recognize the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Matter of fact, as we lay in the 3 weeks, and this bothered me. I asked some people pshat in the pasuk. It says, "My nation, Ami." You have to help me, Mosh. Ami cholaf kavaydi below yayil. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael is going to be punished. They traded my honor for something that doesn't help. It's like a complaint. Shtayim roi sasa ami, the Navi says. There are two bad things. Klal Yisrael abandoned me. Plus, they abandoned me for a useless thing. So I really don't understand why those are two bad things. Well, if you would trade for something useful, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that? If you trade a Ford for a Chevy, so all right, one day you want a Ford or a Chevy. Oh, so I understand, but it's not Shtayim Roy Sasami.
When a husband cheats on a wife,
right?
Hollywood model, a wife on this list.
Are you really?
No. A recent woman.
Okay, we have a thinking person here. Okay, we know what you do. All right, there's no names on the tape. You're saying it's good, but if it was possible to trade God for another God that was Yael, so what would be bad? It would be a lack of. Where does it end the Torah now that I do that? Oh, he says you can't trade God for Avodah Zarah. Hashem Echad, there is no second God. What?
Everything is in Ami Zara.
I understand, but why is it called Shtayim Roy Sasami? Why is it called a double band? Ami Chalaf Kvaydi Balayah. You're saying one thing is they're not following me. That by itself. Plus, okay, good. Okay, good. Okay. Be that as it may, we come now to the Teichcha, to the words of Yirmiyah that are the guts of the Haftarah. Chatas Yehuda kisuva be'eit barzel. The sin of Yehuda is engraved, is written with a iron pen. Bitsipiren Shamir. How would you touch that? Everyone will immediately think of the Shamir, that creature. Not a single Mefarish says that. For some reason, they all write Shamir is a hard stone. A very hard stone. Not one of them touches it to be that insect. Redak says, Pirushe HaBarzel HaChazak. Mitzudas says, Kainikra Barzel HaChazak. All of them, level of interest in things, take fascination with the Shamir, so that's what comes to mind. But I guess the Shamir is what Shamir means in Hebrew, which apparently is a hard stone. I don't know if it's, how do I say a diamond in Hebrew? They don't use the word. The Shamir in Hebrew, they touch diamond? It makes sense, diamond meaning very hard. What?
A diamond-like.
Diamond-like? Diamond-like fingernail. Okay. Okay, diamond-like fingernail. What?
Yahalom
is a diamond. Charusha aluach libam. It's impressed on the tablet of their heart. For some reason, it changes to first person. And on the corners of your mizbechais. Now here, first of all, the Rambam, when he brings the, in Halacha, the sugya, there's a sugya in Gittin Daf Chaf, I think, of Hakika Kiksiva Dami. Gemara has a question, if an engraved get is a kosher get. If one was to take a engraving tool and engrave it on a piece of metal and use that as a get, whether it's kosher, and the Gemara ends up, the Hakika Kiksiva Dami, and it's kosher. When the Rambam brings Hakika Kiksiva Dami, he says, Shenemar Ksuva Be'et Barzel. He brings this pasuk, that it says Ksuva, written, and it's referring to engraving with an 8 Barzel, with a metal pen. Now, Chaim Kanievsky in his Pirush HaNach, says, how do you know a metal pen is engraving? Maybe it's a metal pen that has ink in it. 8 Barzel. So maybe he means with ink. Be'et Barzel. He says it's coming from Bitzipir and Shamir. The Rambam means to bring the whole pasuk. Shamir is a hard stone. I mean, I would understand, if it's ink, who cares if date is Barzel or not? In fact, it's Barzel means that it's engraved. Anyway, the idea of the pasuk here is this, that very often, people fail in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they have weaknesses. Sometimes a person is weak, a person wants to stay in bed, he doesn't go to Davin, or a person doesn't have Avera because he's tempted. So that's one level of Avera. It's one level of sin. It's a whole other level of sin where people make a shita out of their Averas. Where people take their Averas and make it a shita. They make it pronounce it as legitimate, as the right way to go.
That's so, what we say, Mumma, somebody, right, who does it on a regular basis.
A mummer is worse. Somebody who does it, right, a mummer is worse. But a mummer l'teyava, and he does it because he has a taiva, is not as bad. A mummer l'hachis is worse. So ksuva here, the fact that Klai Yisrael sinned is one thing. But ksuva beit barzel, the fact that it's written, it's engraved in them, it's as if it's a shita that they walk around trumpeting, that's a bigger problem. The Kot Chazaynish is saying that his problem with the, I guess, modern Orthodox type is he said that to be mediocre is acceptable. But to make a sheet out of being mediocre in serving Hashem is not acceptable. That's, I think that's the quote that they have of his name. Which is this idea that, without labeling anybody, but that's the idea of, Chatos Yudok Suva Beit Barzel, that it's somehow a, you know, like they have a badge that says it about themselves. Kizchar b'neya mizbechaysam, v'ashereyam al eitz ra'anon. Now there are two ways to teach this. The way most of the Mefarshim teach is kizchar b'neya, just like when they think of their children. They smile and they rejoice. So too mizbechaysam v'ashereyam al eitz ra'anon. So too when they think of the mizbeach and their asherah, on a beautiful, pleasant tree, al-gavoyis, ha-gavoyis, and on the high hilltops. So that, their memories of Avodah Zarah are things that please them. A drush pshat in this is, kischar b'neyem is b'chaysam v'ashereyam al-eitz ranam. They're doing something that's much more dangerous. It's one thing if you have a taiva, and you go into a room, and you close the door, and you're doing aveira. So that's one thing. You don't teach your generations to follow your weaknesses. However, if you wear it as a badge of courage, if you wear it as something you're proud of, then kischar b'neyem is b'chaysam v'ashereyam aleitz ranon. Their children, their descendants after them, will carry the memory of the pleasant days that they went to Din Avodah Zarah to go on eitz ranon al gavoyis ha gavoyis on the high mountains. With the beautiful trees that they sat under, Harori Basada. Well, Mizbechosam Kama Vashirem Aleitz Ranon. I guess the question is if Kischar B'neihem, Kischar B'neihem is really a mafsik. So Kischar B'neihem, Mizbechosam. Okay. As you know, the Medrash is not always meshuvah to the pshat, for the better or the worse. Harori basada, the fields, the pleasant fields on the mountains. Chelcha kol oitzreisecha lavaz etein. And here's the teichecha. As a result of this, all of your treasures will be spoiled. Will be spoils for others. Ba meisecha bechatas kol gvulecha. Ba meisecha, your high places, in the sin of all your entire territory. V'shamatita. And then, the play on words, shamatita means you'll be exiled. Here it means that you'll keep Shemitah. As you know, that the galus of 70 years was connected to 70 Shemitahs that Klal Yisrael failed to observe. U'becha, and you'll be taken away from your land. You will serve your enemies and lands that you're not familiar with. The fire you have lit in my nostril will forever burn. We have to contrast that with the word in the Navi, who says, does your fire forever burn? So it's Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up.